Tesoro Corporation has been issued a fine of more than $1 million for violating provisions of the Clean Air Act. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran explains.
In 2011, the Environmental Protection Agency filed a complaint that Tesoro wasn't properly testing and keeping records of its conventional gasoline products. This was happening at a handful of refineries in the western U.S., including the one in Kenai. On Thursday, the EPA announced an agreement with Tesoro. The company will pay a $1.1 million fine and revamp its procedures for testing and reporting fuels. Tesoro spokesperson Matt Gill says the records in question date back to 2003.
It has more to do with testing protocols, paperwork, what got filled out, what boxes got checked, and where the samples were taken from our tanks, whether it was, samples taken on the top and the bottom instead of at three or four points that the EPA would have preferred. At the end of the day, we believe that all the fuel that went out complied with regulations, just maybe not in the manner that they wanted it tested.
EPA officials handling this case in Washington, D.C. couldn't be reached in time for this story, but in a press release Thursday, the agency said that by taking action against violations of these regulations, the agency is protecting people's health and ensuring a level playing field for refiners that play by the rules. Based on the consent decree handed down by the D.C. District Court, Tesoro must preserve all documents and records of its fuel tests for 2 years. The EPA can ask for samples from Tesoro at any time. Gill says the company has already started working with EPA to clean up its testing protocol.
You see this and it makes you wonder about, like you said, quality of your fuels and what's going on to the environment. And we take this very seriously, and we certainly don't feel that any of our products that have gone out have been anything less than what people would expect.
Tesoro will also prepare and implement a system-wide compliance plan and provide EPA with all of that paperwork as it pertains to the Clean Air Act. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.